Academic researchers are investigating the practicality of Kiribati purchasing land in Fiji as a climate change adaptation strategy. The land in question is a 2,210-hectare property at Natuawatu Estate on Vanualevu, purchased by former President Anote Tong in 2014. The purchase was described as a bid to enhance the economic and social resilience of Kiribati in the face of climate change. But North Carolina geography and development student James Ellsmore, who recently paid a visit to the plot of land, told Kuroi Hawkins there may have been another motive for purchasing the land.
Well, I think it is a very interesting case study. I think it's something that has been discussed a lot. And in fact, whenever Kiribati is talked about in terms of climate change around the world, this piece of land is mentioned. But no one had done that much work beyond the basics of Kiribati has purchased this land. And I'd heard rumors that actually since Kiribati had purchased it, nothing else has happened in the last 2 years. And so I really wanted to kind of see for myself what was the truth there. And find out what the plans were in terms of for the villagers, for Kiribati, and whether it really was possible to move the whole population of Kiribati to a small remote part of Fiji and the practicalities behind that.
I understand the president, or former president Anote Tong, in response to some questions about this strategy, also said that the land might be used for like farming and used for generating revenue for Kiribati if they lose their farming lands and such.
Originally, the statement that was used when the land was bought was that it would be to relocate people from Kiribati in the event of atolls being flooded. Later on, the government of Kiribati changed the way they talked about it and have recently said that they would use the land for farming. Now, seeing this area of land, there is definitely room to farm there. It is possible. However, it did seem quite a strange proposal that he said that. I actually spoke with people from the church and from other local groups who said the reason it was sold was because it was not profitable. They didn't see any profit in the land, and they said it made much more sense selling it on to be used by someone else. So in my own opinion, it would have been more useful to buy any food to import to Kiribati on the open market for importation to Kiribati. This land is quite remote. It's on Vanualevu, the second biggest island of Fiji. It's about a 3-hour drive from the nearest town, Savsavu, and there are only dirt roads between there. So the idea of growing land to then ship all the way to Kiribati from the specific plot of land does seem quite a complicated way of doing things.
Wrapping up all of your findings, what is your final analysis of the whole situation?
I think that Anote Tong has done some fantastic work in raising the awareness of Kiribati and the plight of the Pacific Islands, particularly atoll nations. I think this buying of this land has been very important as a part of that. And in doing so, they have put pressure on countries such as Australia and New Zealand and elsewhere around the world to accept refugees, or to say that they will take climate refugees in the event of sea level rise. However, it does seem that there is more to this, and that I question whether the land was ever intended to hold population, or whether the land was actually bought just as a statement, so the Kiribati government are able to say that they are making these preparations. It will be very interesting to see in the coming years what happens. In the last 2 years, the land has not been used. So if the new Kiribati government, whether the new president will decide to do something with this land, or it will remain stagnant. My one major concern is for the 500 villagers on this plot of land, as they are not indigenous Fijians. They don't have any land rights within the country. There is questions to whether they will be able to sustain themselves, having taken the land that they've farmed for many generations, having that taken away from them.